Now we come to a prophecy against Edom. He's shown that they could have no hope or help from any nation round about them because God was judging all of them, not just Israel. Now, Edom, in a particular way here, probably occupies a little bit more space than any other except Egypt and Babylon. And Edom, you see, was related to Israel. Esau and Jacob were brothers. Two nations have come from these two men. And Edom has come from Esau. And they've not been friendly down through the years, but Edom has become a great nation. You will recall that God had said that would take place, that Edom would become a great nation. Verse 7, I'm reading now, concerning Edom, thus saith the Lord of hosts, is wisdom no more in Teman? Is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? You see, actually, Edom was over in the mountain fasts that's south and in more to the east of the Dead Sea. It's in an area between the Dead Sea and the Gulf of Aqaba, down just a little bit farther. And so Edom, as it were, was in for a judgment from God. They had become, though, a great nation. They had furnished advisors to nations. And because the rock-hewn city of Petra was such, why, actually, Edom was a place that acted as a depository for the great nations. Babylon carried a bank account there. In fact, Egypt did. This was a place they could store their treasures and feel safe because there was a little Sikh that went in, and it was the only way you could get into this rock-hewn city, and the city was hewn out of the solid rock on both sides. It was a tremendous place. Now, God is going to take away all the greatness they've enjoyed, and their greatness depended largely on the nations round about them that looked to them. Now, verse 13, for I have sworn by myself, saith the Lord, that Bozrah, and this is Edom and Petra, shall become a desolation, a reproach, a waste, and a curse. And all the cities thereof shall be perpetual waste. And there's no city down in that area, yet there's a ready-made city down there. If you're looking for an apartment, I can tell you where you can get one. And I think you could get it rent-free. If you went over to the rock-hewn city of Petra, you would find there that those apartments, lovely. And I tell you, hewn out of the solid rock. And you could just move in there tomorrow if you wanted to. It's there for you. Only thing is that I'd like to warn you that no one will be around to collect the rent or no real estate salesman to sell you the property. You're not apt to stay there because the experience has been in the past that the people that have tried to stay there just didn't stay. A German tried it years ago. They've always been good at colonizing. But the colony that they sent in to Petra there, it just didn't make a go of it. And before long, the people scattered.